Quote, for too long, Auburn has chosen a humble approach to our program's storied history, choosing to recognize only Associated Press national championships starting this fall. We have made the decision to honor the accomplishments of our deserving student athletes, coaches, and teams from Auburn's proud history. Our visible national championship recognitions now align with the well-established standard used by the NCAA's official record book and our peers across the nation. Auburn has decided to claim 4 new national championships to their historic program. We'll get to that in a moment. That is from Athletic Director John Cohen. I mean, real quick, I think it's fair to look at Auburn as, you know, one of the more storied programs in college football history.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, they count as one. This is also pay no attention that our head coach is Hugh Freeze and probably getting fired. Yeah.
But it's like the whole idea of like what they're doing here is like, again, it's power vacuum stuff of like, well, you know, if nobody else is going to, we're going to go ahead and do this. And it's like, okay, what are we doing?
It feels very much like propping up the program to make sure that when they do fire Hugh Freeze, that they go, see, we're just as important as Alabama.
What's really funny is
just as good of a job as Ohio State.
The person who
we're just as good of a job as USC. Yeah.
What's funny is like the person who wrote this, the headline is Auburn, it's about time. Auburn football finally will claim 9 deserving and legitimate college football national championships. All right.
That is a little, as you like to say, smelling your own farts.
Yeah, it's like deserving of what? Like, come on.
They add 1910, 1914, 1958, and 2004. And before we get to the 2004 one, because we were all alive for that, what's interesting is 1910, Harvard was the claim of the national championship. In 14, it's Army and Illinois already claimed that natty.
Yeah.
And in 58 is Iowa and LSU. So for me, it's kind of a lot about nothing. You know, you already got people claiming, you know, and things weren't built the way they are now.
You want to claim stuff, you know, pre-World War I, whatever, dude. I don't care.
Yeah, I'm not too worried about that. I found some crazy stats. In 1910, Auburn finished 6-1, and they outscored their opponents 175-9.
Mm-hmm.
In 1913, they finished 8-0, outscored 224-13. And in 1914, check this, 193-0. They also finished with a tie, but they gave up 0 points. Does that mean you tied 0-0?
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm claiming that. I don't know if that's a good flex.
That's a different game.
That's a rough flex.
That's a different game of football being played.
Can you imagine? I mean, we saw the 6-3 Alabama LSU games, but at least it was 6-3. What if it was 0-0 in the SEC championship 20 years ago?
It's all very dumb. The one here that just, for very obvious reasons, irritates the hell out of me is 2004.
2004, they share that national championship with USC. We were all there for that time.
No, they don't.
That SC team would have most likely mopped the floor with that Auburn team, but they were undefeated. They had a lot of good guys on that squad.
Sure.
The running back room was real nice there. Cadillac, Ronnie Brown.
Sure. Cool. Cool.
You can't just poo-poo all over it.
I can. That team is one of probably the 3 best college football teams in the history of the game. The
team was nice. Matty Leinart won a Heisman that year.
I mean, just go look at the roster, man. Like, you can be anti-USC as much as you want. You can't.
Who's the head coach at Auburn in 2004?
Oh, God, I don't even know. Off the top of my head. Oof.
2004. I remember that. And I remember we had that conversation. I mean, I don't know how much I was in 2004. I'm 19. So I don't know how much like sports talk radio I was listening to. It's Gene Chizik. I thought it was Gene Chizik.
No, Auburn is
Tommy Tuberville.
Yeah, it's Tuberville.
Oh, it's Tuberville. Yeah. Oh, sorry. Gene Chizik's the defensive coordinator.
Yeah, that's Tuberville.
That's Tuberville. I don't know if I was listening to sports talk radio, so I don't remember really what the narrative was.
And it's because you can go look at the votes. But it's overwhelmingly USC.
Yeah, I remember chatting about, like, well, what if they played? And maybe that was kind of the beginning of the future.
It was.
Of, like, why isn't this being settled on the field? And it was the BCS, because who'd USC beat in that national championship? Oklahoma? Mm. That's Big Game Bob, who never wins big games. Yeah, I think that's probably what sparked it. Probably sparked the, how are these two teams undefeated, or was Oklahoma undefeated that year?
No, Oklahoma was not undefeated that year, I don't believe.
But that's probably where it all started. I have no problem with Auburn claiming it, especially if he can use it as, you do because of bias.
Well, not just bias. They weren't, it's funny, even in this article, it's like, then they talk about the 2004 one, they're like, well, you know, they got these votes from, they actually several, including Daryl Perry and GBE college football ratings. They're talking about who kind of backed them for it. It's like, you say several, but you mean four. It's like, no, it was overwhelmingly USC. It is what it is. Argue with it until you're blue in the face. Coach O, Ed Orgeron, was on with Bussin with the Boys, and he was talking about the 2019 LSU team. Mm-hmm. And
maybe the greatest team of all time. Maybe. I said maybe.
No. Here's what I'm going to say. If you want to argue it's the greatest offense in college football history, you have a very, 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 very solid case.
Well, just two running backs and a quarterback could do it.
Yeah, except for...
Two wide receivers and a quarterback could do it.
And you're talking about one of the top three quarterbacks and the top two wide receivers in the NFL currently.
Yeah.
Like, that's you can make that argument, but you cannot make the argument that 04 Auburn team even gets anywhere close to that USC team.
I agree, but I think the reason that I've got no real issue with them claiming this is, A, it's pre what we know now as the modern era. I think even though there weren't many years where there were undefeated teams not playing each other for the national championship, I think now that we have a playoff that changes, with the exception of that weird Florida State year. And I think the reason that I don't have an issue with it is because there's precedent of it previously. UW-Miami in 91, they have a split, even though we all know Miami would absolutely wipe the floor with that UW team. But, you know, if somebody asks me, you know, who's the national championship in 1991, you know, I go Miami. Oh, yeah, and UW splits it. So if they want to do this in 2004, that's fine. Who won the national champion in 2004? I'm going to go USC. Oh, yeah, and Auburn.
No.
But it'll for me, instantly always go to what we all think, at least on paper, should have been the answer.
So just as a point of reference, this is
they got to be college players. Just because they're great in the NFL doesn't mean that college team
was good. I'm going to go. Okay.
All right.
That USC, I'm just going to just go through the starters. At quarterback, Matt Leinart.
Heisman.
Running back, Reggie Bush.
Next year,
at
Heisman.
Running back, Lendale White.
First round pick.
Your wide receiver room, this is disgusting. Steve Smith.
First round pick.
Dwayne Jarrett.
First round pick.
So those are your two top wide receivers.
I loved Dwayne Jarrett.
Fred Davis.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Your
is
tight end.
First round pick?
Your tight end is Alex Holmes and Dominique Bird.
Okay.
Your offensive line, Sam Baker, John Drake, Ryan Khalil, Latui and Matua. Three of those are NFL players. Two of them were really, really good.
Khalil played a long time.
Khalil was very good. Okay, so the only unit that you don't have the entire unit being a top three round draft pick while also being a great NFL player is the offensive line, and three of them did.
Hey, I'm not saying that I think USC doesn't deserve it would lose to them in a game.
No. I'm just saying
this team was undefeated.
I'm just putting this on paper for everybody to see. On defense, three of your four defensive linemen, Frosty Rucker, Mike Patterson, Sean Cody, Lawrence Jackson, Sean Cody. Your linebackers, Lofa Tatupu, Keith Rivers, and then Darnell Bing was up in between, and Dallas Sartz. So you've got two Pro Bowl linebackers.
Yish.
And two of the best linebackers in college football that year.
Lofa Tatupu, I forgot about him.
Yeah. So, and then you have another high-level college defensive back. Like, that was the 04 team, and those are just the starters. When you start getting into the depth guys, those are the guys that pop up on the 05 team, and you go, oh, sweet God.
Yeah, the 05 team is – the 05 team
– The 05 team is more talented.
The 05 team can talk to 2019 LSU. They can sit down and have a conversation. Do you think this opens the door for more, or maybe is Auburn the last one? Because, look, Florida State was undefeated that year, but they didn't get invited to the playoff to where games were actually played. So that one would be a little tough. Isn't there like a USF or a UCF undefeated season where they're claiming natties? Wasn't there one of those?
Yeah, UCF. God, what year was that?
It's semi-recent. It's within the last 10 years.
No, it's not that. It's a little bit longer than that. I can't remember what year that is. God dang it.
This might be the last one, though. Because as I think about it, the only two that are coming to my brain since 2000 that could have an argument is...
No, it is 2017. God, I swear to God, everything that's
days
like...
Days and years, dude.
No, it's the anything like 3 years before, 3 to 5 years before COVID, it all blends together. It all feels the same.
Yeah, COVID is strange like that.
It just screwed my whole brain up with that time period.
I think the only things I can think of since 2000, and maybe the only things I can think of since 91, I don't know. I feel like there's those weird like Nebraska, Michigan sort of years. Michigan National Championship in 98? Beat the Cougs in a Rose Bowl? But if the Cougs win that game, I don't think they're national champs. That's going to go to someone else. So it would be 91, 04 would be the only ones in debate, and those have now been settled, quote-unquote, in Florida State. Well, do you have a problem with UW claiming the 91 title?
No, it's a different era.
It's kind of the same. They didn't play each other,
yeah,
despite both kind of being there.
If you,
I know one's BCS and one's not, but they're both kind of there.
Yeah.
The BCS, when we look back at the BCS, it didn't really change much.
No, but
it was a glorified AP.
It was, but also, it's again, I'll use the Supreme Court case. You know it when you see it.
Well, you could say that about 91. That 91 Hurricanes team is stupid.
Sure, but whatever.
Interesting. You're okay with UW, but not Auburn.
That one, to me, feels more up in the air. It's fine. I don't care.